Yes, a great number there from John L. Walker with a number called People Are Talking from his album People Are Talking. And on the phone line we have that very same John. Good evening to you, John, and thank you for joining us on Dave's Blues Mix.
Hi, Dave. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
You're sounding a little muffled, but we're coming through loud and clear this end anyway. Listen, John, the comment I made a little bit earlier regarding B.B. Kim's quote to you, what part of the South are you from? Where were you born and where are you living now?
I was born in New York City, in Brooklyn, New York.
Right.
And I'm still living over there on the east coast of the USA.
Uh-huh. And the blues scene is pretty vibrant over there at the moment?
The blues scene is a strange scene over there at the moment. Part of it was from a result of the 9/11 and no smoking in the clubs.
Yes, we're having that over here too, of course, and a lot of people apparently, from what I can make out, are thrilled to bits with this, particularly the people who want to go out and listen to the blues.
Yeah, because it kind of puts a damper on people that want to drink and smoke at the same time.
Yes, I know. You can't have it always these days, can you?
That's right.
John, you started playing guitar at the tender age of 13.
Yes, I did.
And what sort of instrument? I mean, obviously guitar, but was it acoustic or straight into electric?
Well, actually, it's a good question, because my father came home with an acoustic guitar, and I told him no, and made him bring it back and get an electric guitar, so I actually learned on an electric.
Okay, rightio. And your musical influences include T-Bone Walker. Was there anyone else who inspired you?
Well, early influences were Jimmy Reed, you know, Big Boss Man.
Yes.
Over on the AM radio.
Yes.
Also Booker T and the MGs, Steve Cropper. I liked.
Yes, yes.
But besides the other people that I mentioned, like Albert King, and influenced a few years later after I was playing already, those are kind of people that I really liked listening to before I even started playing.
And you obviously write your own music now as well, so at what age did you start writing and then playing your own material?
Well, I started writing and playing my own material at about the age of 16, when I was playing for a few years already.
Mm-hmm. Now, tell me, this is quite an icon here. I reckon that over 30 years ago, you were asked to film a pilot playing with B.B. King.
Yeah, I was told to show up at the Guitar Center, which is a music store, while I was living in Los Angeles at the time, and be playing with B.B. King with my other guitar player, Steve Ress, that was in the band with me.
That must have been absolutely awesome for you.
Well, it was great, and I was 24 at the time, and B.B. was 54.
Right.
So now I'm 55, and he's 80.
Yeah, that's right. I know. Time moves on for us all, doesn't it?
And it was a great time. We did a couple of instrumentals, and Channel 9 interviewed him. So it was great playing with him, and, you know, just came out of the blue, but it was a lot of fun.
Right. And did that change your course of your blues playing since then or not?
No, because I was already heavily influenced by it for a number of years already.
Okay.
Wasn't playing that long when I got more heavily into the blues.
Okay. And have you always had the same lineup in your band?
Well, I've used many different lineups. I've had a couple of the same guys, the bass player and guitar player, that are with me right now.
Yes.
Peter Harris and Joey Tremolo have played with me on and off since 1967.
Well, that's a long, long time, isn't it?
That's right.
Fantastic. Okay. Now, you've actually made four albums, and I haven't a clue which the four before this last one I've just played from. What are the names of those albums?
Well, basically, there are three that are officially released, which are Little Miss Perfect, the first one, and the second one was I'm Leaving You, and then there's People Are Talking, and then there were two live CDs that we basically were selling out to at gigs and whatnot.
All right.
Officially released them.
Okay, so an unofficial released album.
Right.
I'm going to try and get my head around that one. So, on this particular CD, People Are Talking, you've obviously had great fun making this.
Oh, yeah.
And do you have a particular or a favorite track from that CD?
I would say Welcome Back, Mr. Blues.
Okay, well, in that case, before we go any further, I would like very much to play that right now for our listeners, and then we can come back to you on air.
Okay,
if that's okay. Welcome Back, Mr. Blues, from John Earl Walker.
you're back in my life again. What you doing? Like you're back in my life again. You see, the bright lights got my baby. Now, Mr. Blues, you're gonna be my best friend. Welcome back, heartaches. I guess I've been loving that little girl in vain. Welcome back, heartaches. I guess I've been loving that girl in vain. No matter how good I treat her, her heart will never change. Just let me get some rest. Stay away now, teardrops. And won't you just let me get some rest? Of all the girls I've ever loved, Lord, I love this one the best. What you doing in my house? Who let you in here? Oh, you let yourself in? Well, what you doing with that suitcase? You're moving in? Oh, no, no. I don't want to have no drink with you. You can pick up that bag and go back where you came from. You ain't staying at my house. Welcome back, Mr. Blues. Looks like you're back home to stay. Welcome back, Mr. Blues. I guess you're back here to stay.
every night and every day.
Now that's a fantastic number there. Welcome back, Mr. Blues, John L. Walker. And I think that must be actually my favorite track from the album there, John.
Yeah, well, I believe it's a lot of people's favorite track because so far it's been downloaded more than any of the other songs.
Okay.
And it was also number one for quite a long time on the internet radio blues charts.
Well, that's incredible. Brilliant.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, well done. Now, during your time in Australia, which is only a few weeks, have you been able to perform at any gigs? And if so, as a solo artist or with other groups?
Yeah, last night I had a great time playing along with Bluestone.
Oh, yes.
At the Kingsford Hotel.
That's where exactly?
That's in Gawler.
Oh, yes.
And close by, but it was a great gig, and nice band, and I had a great time blending in with them.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. So are you planning any other gigs while you're here?
Well, we have a couple of things scheduled that we're going to look into finalizing on. And we'll be making some announcements to that effect shortly.
Okay. And how or where will you be making those announcements?
Well, I'll be announcing on my website.
All right, yes.
www.johnerlwalkerband.com.
I see, yep.
And that'll be coming up shortly.
All right, John. Now, what are your plans for the future, and can we expect to see and hear more from you in Australia?
Yes, I believe I will be back again.
That sounds
and,
great.
You know, I like it here, and I'm just checking it all out right now, and, you know, I have personal reasons also to be here, but I love the country, and I see it has a pretty vibrant musical scene, and it seems like it's a good place for this style of music.
Well, I was going to actually ask you that finally in our question time here, as it were, finally, what is your opinion of Australian blues versus American blues? Rather pointed question, I might add.
Well, I think anywhere in the world people can pick up this style if they just have the right influences from it. And there are all types of blues, actually, but in the Australian sound, it seems like they go for the more barrel house and more Jamesy type of shuffle songs.
Yes.
And it seems like if that's what Australian blues is, that seems to me like the style that can be sort of labeled as Australian blues. In other words, the Australian artists seem to favor that particular style of the blues.
I understand you're saying, yes.
And it's very good. It's a good rocking sound that they go for.
We do have other artists also who can provide a sort of a delta sound as well, sort of not quite 12 bar, but something in that particular region as well.
Yeah, and I'm sort of hearing it more often, and even I heard Kevin Borish and I heard Bluestone last night had sort of a similar sound.
Yes.
In the slide playing and the type of style that they sort of favor.
Mm-hmm.
And it's great. I can't really compare it to American blues. It seems to have more of a variety of styles mixed into it.
Well,
that's how I would compare them, that yeah. American blues has more variations.
Yeah, well, of course, I suppose it's because the roots, if you like, in America are a lot deeper.
Yeah, yeah.
They go back a lot longer than...
Right, and there's been so many more variations, and therefore the branches on the tree are more widely spread out.
Yeah, well, I guess also way back, say, 20, 30 years ago, that the Australian blues scene would have been influenced by the British blues scene.
Exactly, and also the American scene was influenced by it.
Mm-hmm. By the British one or by the Australian one?
No, by the British one.
Oh, yep.
In other words, the British enlivened it and gave Muddy Waters and all of those guys a chance to be recognized again.
Well, that's for sure. Yeah, that's right. Well, listen, John, we're running out of time here, and I thank you very much indeed for joining us tonight. We've all enjoyed your company on Dave's Blues Mix on Star FM Community Radio, and we'd love to see and hear you back in Australia. Perhaps maybe one of these days you can get down to Tassie and give us a gig here.
Sounds good.
Who knows? And anyway, thank you again for your time.
Okay, Dave, it's been my pleasure.
And I'm going to go out with a couple of songs.
Doing it again sometime.
Yeah, I'd love to. We're going to go out with a couple of songs of yours from the album People Are Talking, Introductory Plan and Little Girl. That sounds good to you?
Sounds great.
Okay, mate. Lovely. And thanks again.
Okay, take care now, Dan.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.
With your introductory plan, put you on a slave. You don't want a real man. I gotta quit just as fast as I can. You started out real nice, but that was just to get me hooked. But after a while, I knew my goose was cooked. The more I gave, the more you took. If you're looking for a fool, you got the wrong guy. If you're trying to kill me, well, I'm ready to die. Before I do something wrong, we better say goodbye.